Good morning.
Good morning.
The first scripture reading this morning comes from Psalm 132, verses 1 through 12, and it can be found on page 969 in your pew Bibles. O Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured. He swore an oath to the Lord, and he made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to this dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with righteousness. May your saints sing for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. The second reading this morning is from Revelation 1, verses 4 through 8, and it can be found on page 1913. Greetings and doxology. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Evelyn. Yes. I goofed up.
John and Bonnie were so helpful in finding me a song, as much as the choir isn't here today. I'd like to read the words to you. The name of the song is We Plow the Fields. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. God sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft, refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all your love. You only are the maker of all things near and far. You paint the wayside flower. You light the evening star. The winds and waves obey you. By you, the birds are fed. Much more to us, your children, you give our daily bread. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all your love. We thank you then, Creator, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. Accept the gifts we offer, for all thy love imparts. And what thou most desirest, our humble, thankful hearts. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all.
Our gospel reading this morning is going to come from the book of John, chapter 18, verses 28 through 38. It's on page 1682. Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanliness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out and to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "Well, if he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Well, Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own laws." "But we have no right to execute anyone," the Jews objected. And this happened so that the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. So Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "I am a Jew." Am I a Jew? Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Well, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. And Jesus answered, "You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "So what is truth?" Pilate asked. With this he went out and again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for how you provide for each and every one of us. We thank you that we have an opportunity to gather together to study your word. We pray that you'll be with us this morning and fill our hearts and our lives and be with all those who didn't make it today. I pray that you'd indwell your spirit in them so they might come to have a closer walk with you. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Boy, I feel like we ought to be able to sitting around a table somewhere. Haven't seen this view here, and I can't tell you how long. Where do we want to start with this? I got thinking about it. We didn't have any choir today, so I got digging through my music and a song I wrote years ago. I titled Life, and it was about Christ the King. So I thought, well, we better do that this morning. Just because it really fit. Song I sing, Christ our King, that came in the time, died for our crimes, and how he did live, how he did give us life. Well, there's a captain we're told as for healing. Bold, for his servant he pled, pain in his bed. Lord, you have the power to heal him this hour. He asked him just to let it be said. So his song I sing, Christ the King, came in the time, died for our crimes, and how he did live, how he did give us life.
Bible we're told we're like sheep in a fold, like the birds of the air. He provides for our cares. He's the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. He gave us the power of prayer. So his song I sing, Christ our King, came in time, died for our crimes, and how he did live, and now he still gives us life. Think about it, Christ the King. As I got preparing for this week's message and I was writing about it, I'm thinking, we really need to talk about Christ as King. And so I read through it, and I kept writing over the story. And the more I read it, I got to thinking, boy, you know, this would make a wonderful crime story if you watched it on TV. Just imagine this on an episode of Blue Bloods or something. You think about this, and when you really look at the story and what happened to Jesus in this time when he met Pilate. And the more I looked at it, I got to thinking about it. It's really full of suspense now, isn't it? Think about this. So here we have this, let's call these Jews a vigilante group. All right? And they got this guy who's really invading on their territory. It's really irritating. He's getting in their way. They want to get rid of him, but they don't want to take the blame for it. So they're going to kowtow a little bit to Pilate. They're going to say, well, we're going to take it to the Roman authorities, and they're going to love us for it because they're going to think we're abiding by the law. And if they ask us why we're bringing him, we can just say, well, he's guilty of murder. You know, we need this guy assassinated. We need him killed. Little capital punishment here, and we can't do that. And so they bring him. Well, here comes Pilate. Pilate comes out, and he's saying, no, wait a minute. I'm going to go outside because he's doing a little kowtowing of his own because he's going to respect him. He's going to come outdoors to meet him because he doesn't want to make it so they won't be able to enjoy the Passover by being around Gentiles, for crying out loud. So he's kind of appeasing them. And he comes out and he says, so what do you want me to do with this guy? And he reminds me, he says, why don't you just stay and you can do it with your own laws. We don't want to do that because we want this guy put to death. And so when we read the scriptures, they don't really tell us. In John, he really doesn't really tell us what they accused him of. Because when Pilate asked him, he says, so why are you bringing to me here? And they kind of got this disgusted look. He says, if he weren't a criminal, we wouldn't bring him. You know, they're playing this game of how can we impress this guy? How we can get him to do what we want, to do our dirty work for us? The more I thought about this, I'm thinking, now, what's going on here? How come they didn't tell him the charges? So I had a look through. I went back to the Gospel of Luke. So in Luke, he records what charges they brought against him. Let me read it to him. In Luke 23:2, it says, So the whole assembly rose and he led him off to Pilate. And then they began to accuse him. When they got to Pilate, they say, we have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king. So when Pilate goes back inside, he's heard these charges, and he says, all right, so the only question he really asked him, he says, so are you a king? Are you a king? And Jesus, you know, reluctantly, he almost says, well, yes, I am, but I'm not a king of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. And he said, and if you knew the truth, of the matter. I was born to be king. The more I thought about this, and I thought, king, where's our kingship lie? Then questions started bouncing through my head. So I started writing down some questions, things we really need to think about and we need to ask ourselves. So I better write them down so we can think about them this morning. So these were the questions I got going through my head. It says, do you have the same doubts or the lack of understanding of who Jesus is as Pilate did? Do any of us do? Is he the Christ, the King in your life? Do you seek out the truth in all your decisions? Or do you take a stand on issues of the day? Do you stand like is a Republican or a Democrat? I mean, turn on the news. That's pretty much all you hear anymore, right? You got to choose sides, one or the other, Republican or Democrat. But maybe, just maybe, as Christians, as believers, we need to change our allegiance. Change how other people recognize us, not as a Republican or a Democrat. Maybe we should start our own Christian party. What do you think? Because Christ is King, isn't he? So what is it? So if we changed our allegiance, I got to think, if we changed our allegiance from a Republican or Democrat to the Christian party, what would that really mean? Well, what is it to show your allegiance? Well, I looked it up in Webster's, and I found what Webster said about it. Webster said, so according to Webster, the definition of allegiance is a fidelity owed by a subject or a citizen to a sovereign or a government, or two, the obligation of an alien to the government under which the alien resides, or devotion or loyalty to a person, group, or cause. And as I thought about that, I think that's who Christ the King really should be, isn't it? As I thought about that, I'm thinking, how do we know who's king in our life? Who told us who is king? How do we understand that? I found a little article about a boy who was struggling to go to bed. And he was wincing around, and Dad was trying to get him in bed because Mom was gone. And he was up, you know how kids are. I want a glass of water. I'm on, just 10 more minutes, Dad. I don't want to turn the TV off or anything. It finally came down to he was there, and he said, I'll go to bed. Dad, I just need a glass of juice. Just give me one more glass of juice. Dad looks at him and says, no, that's it. No juice for you. He says, because I'm king here. I'm king of the juice. And this little boy looks up and he says, Dad, that's wrong. He said, my Sunday school teacher told me Jesus was king of the Jews. We laugh at stuff like that. We think, you know, who is really the king? Pilate was trying to get a hold of the truth. But who was king? I mean, it's probably a risky thing for me to, even in this day and age and when we see what's all happening around us, to be saying, yeah, we need to start another party. We need a party that talks to us about truth. We need to be part of the Christian party. We need to show our allegiance to Christ in everything we do, don't we? That's what Christ the King Sunday is all about. It's about making how we decide things from one on any issue. Otherwise, we find ourselves on the wrong side if we're not in the Christian party, if we're not recognizing Christ as King in our lives. We've got no good way to make a decision. We have no way of knowing the truth. We too many times in our lives we make bad decisions. I think about that. You ever hear the story about the senator who got struck by a truck? Well, they sent him to heaven. He gets to heaven. Peter meets him at the entrance, and he says, well, I'm here to I'm going to go to heaven. And Peter says, well, wait a minute. I just got to hold on a second. I had orders from above that we're not certain what to do with you. We still see so few of you politicians up here. He said, so what we decided, the word came down and said, what we got to do, I need you to spend a day in hell first and then a day in heaven and choose. The politician looks at him and says, okay, I can do that. So Peter, he escorts him over to an elevator. He goes down, 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 and all of a sudden he hits the bottom floor and gets out and he opens the door and here's a beautiful green golf course. He sees his friends across the way. They're all waving and smiling, ready to greet him. And so he goes over and he greets them. They congratulate each other and tells them how well they did on, you know, on building a life out of their constituents' money. And they have food. They dine together. Here comes the old devil, comes over, wraps his arms around him, takes him to the party. They dance, they sing, they eat caviar, champagne, having a great time. Before he knows it, the 24 hours is up. And up, he's got to go back to the elevator. Up he goes. Goes back up. Peter meets him at the elevator door. He says, okay. He says, well, that was pretty good. He says, well, now you need to spend 24 hours in heaven. So he spends 24 hours in heaven. He goes from cloud to cloud. They're singing, they're dancing. Everybody's having a good time there. And there's harp playing. And he comes back after 24 hours, and Peter says, so what'd you decide? You going to stay in heaven, or are you going to go to hell? And the senator, he thinks about it, he says, originally when I got here, I thought definitely I wanted to be in heaven, but I think the people in hell suited me better. He said, okay. So he escorts him back over the elevator. He gets in the elevator, he goes down, down, down. He comes out of the elevator door opens, and he sees a barren land. There's nothing there, everything's dead and gone, and pretty soon he sees his friends in the background. They got black bags and they're picking up garbage. And everybody's miserable. Pretty soon here walks over devil. He's just a smiling. And he says, well, I'm glad you've come to join us. And the senator looks at him. He says, what happened when I left here before? It was green and there was golf courses and we were eating cat. You have to come on a day that there was a campaign event. Today you voted us in. Bad choices. Bad choices because we rely on people to rule over us. We rely on people to make other decisions that we should be making ourselves. We don't know where our allegiance lies. Christ is our King. Our alliance should be with Him because that's where we make all the right decisions, where we have certainty, where we know that love abounds. Usually they're not going to be most of the decisions we're going to have to make in this world because we're not of this world. Most others are not going to like. But we're coming into our season, our Advent season, and our theme this Advent season I know is going to be faith over fear. I think it's truly what we need in all we do. So today when you leave, I want you to consider to show your allegiance to Christ. As we read in Revelations, we read, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and that has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. So to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.